Happy to be out this morning. Let's all stand, if you will. Humbly go before Him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love and appreciate You so much this morning, Lord. We feel Your holy presence here, Lord, already this morning. Lord, we just love to sit in the peace and the quiet, Lord, and Lord, think and reminisce of what You've done for us. Lord, You're so precious to us, Lord. You're our only hope. Lord, You're the one that's got us this far, Lord, by Your mercy and Your grace. Lord, as we stand here this morning, Lord, we ask You to have Your holy presence, Lord, in this service. Lord, everything that's said and done and sung be for Your glory and Your honor only. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. You may be seated. Page 245 in Our Only Belief. Thankful for that anchor. Amen. Will Your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cable strain? Will Your
steadfast and sure while the
262, same book. Amen. He giveth more grace when the burden grows greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, He addeth His mercy. To multiply trials, His multiply peace. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundaries known unto man. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He His grace has no measure. His power has no boundaries. Amen. Known unto man. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He when we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving His only begun. His power has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundaries. No. Amen. Hallelujah. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth, and He giveth, and He giveth again. Amen.
He giveth and He giveth. Amen. Serve freely of His mercy and grace. Page 8 in our little capstone books. Amen.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all. Seeking You as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is Your name. Jesus, Lamb.
taking my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. Oh, when I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill me up. You are my all in all. Amen. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we praise you this morning, Lord, for all you've done. Lord, we lift your name up, Lord, for all you've done for us, oh God. Lord, we feel you in our hearts this morning, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless us now, Lord, according to your precious word. Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord, in your word. Hallelujah, Lord, we love you, appreciate you. Lord, we lift your name up on high, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lamb of God. Amen, hallelujah. Glory is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He's so precious. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Settles, you might take the offering up this morning.
Lord, I pray, Father, that you would just bless this part of the service, Lord. We take up this offering, Lord. You know where it's needed, Lord, and what it's meant to be for, Lord.
Yes.
I pray that you would multiply it, Lord, to meet the needs. We thank you so much. Lord, may your will be done in everything we ask. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I want to live the way he wants me to live. Amen. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no
this morning by raising their hand? Brother Finley, could you take the request this morning?
Lord, we count it another privilege.
Amen.
To be able to go into the house of prayer, God, Lord, and praise you and sing songs to you, Lord. Father, we come now, we ask for that you would answer each request that was given, whether unspoken or spoken, whatever, Lord.
Yes.
You know all things. And Lord, we ask, open our hearts this morning to the word. Let everything sink deep into our soul, Lord. We ask now that you would just be with us and guide us. In Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anybody got a special this morning? Or a song you want to sing? A song on your heart? I guess Brother Tim ain't here. We ain't got no songs. And I'm up here. So, amen. Let's just all stand and we'll sing that little chorus. Only believe as we ask our pastor to come. Only
request given to one of the saints, and for a man that had a bad motorcycle accident, and the man's brother came to one of the saints and wanted us to remember his brother in prayer. And I haven't heard lately how bad he is, but it's Sonny Chapelier's brother Bill. I know some of the Chapeliers, but I'm not sure if I know the one that was in the wreck. But let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, and Lord Jesus, realizing it's by grace that we gather here, with a desire burning in our hearts to be all that you want us to be, and how we appreciate that so very much. This desire, Lord, in this day and age is so rare and so hard to find. But Lord, we appreciate what you've done for us. We just ask, Lord, that you continue to reveal yourself to us and to make it more plain that, Father, we could do those things that's always pleasing in your sight. That, Lord, we would have the understanding of how to walk and how to live and what to surrender to. Lord Jesus, and realize what you've done for us and the way that you've made for us. All these great things we are so thankful for, and just pray for a greater revelation of it. So we ask that you would speak to us today through the Word of God and make it more real to us now. And Father, this man that brought the request of one of the saints for his brother, Lord, we don't know the circumstances. We don't know how he believes. We don't know what his situation is in life. But we can only trust, Lord, that you would use this to bring his soul in, Lord. Oh God, to bring his life to you. That, Lord Jesus, he would surrender his life to you. And Father, you know all about it. You know the man's desire, what is maybe in the back of his mind. You know if, Lord, there's maybe a deep call into the deep. Only you know this, Lord. So we ask that you would meet the requirement according to your great wisdom and great knowledge and your great predestinated plan. And may you bless, Lord Jesus. So we pray now that thy will be done as we wait on you to speak to our hearts now. In your holy, most glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Let us, while we're still standing, I see there's many not here today. I was trusting there'd be many, many more here because I know it would help some of the young people. But maybe we'll come on to bringing this back next time or something. But no, there must be something for someone else in here today. Amen. So trust it'll help every one of us in something, you see. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Acts. Very familiar scripture. Acts, the second chapter. And this begin the 31st verse. Amen. You know, so many times we make God or receiving God so hard. And, you know, to where we almost feel we have to be intellectual and smart, educated people to receive. But that's so far from the truth. You know, some of the greatest people, you know, even Apostle Peter, the prophet, said he couldn't even write his own name. And I think about that. I think, now here he was given the keys to the kingdom, you know, and yet he couldn't write his own name. So it's not how smart we are, how educated we are, but it's predestination, you know. So Acts 2, let's begin here, 31st verse. I'm not going to read it all, what he said before, but just kind of catch a glimpse of what Peter was speaking about. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Now listen to these words. Are these just common words to us? But once you pay attention what these words did, okay? This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Am I? How could such a message do what he said next? Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, which if you look it up, it says, pierced through the heart, and brought godly sorrow. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now may the Lord bless you his word, and you may be seated. So when they heard this, what Peter was speaking about, they were pricked in their heart. Now think of that. In such simplicity. I mean, to us, such simplicity. You know, of what Peter was speaking about here, and if you go up a little bit further, you can read what he said, but as I said, we're just trying to save a little bit of time. But yet, it pricked their hearts, what was spoken, to the point. Peter said, what shall we do next? You know? And it's going to read the rest of it now. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. My. Such a message of simplicity. And yet, it pricked their hearts. And I think, look at the message we have today. And has it truly pricked every one of our hearts? You know, talking about the Holy Ghost and receiving the Holy Ghost. You know, sometimes we may think it's a very highly educated thing. It's not. It is such an event of simplicity. Yeah. Now these men, and we'll read some more just to show you something here. And pay attention to what he said. Now, and remember, saints, again, we don't have to be smart, intellectual people to receive the Holy Ghost. No. By no means do we have to be smart, educated, and great intellectual knowledgeable people. No. To start with, we have to be predestinated. And not just anybody can get it. No. It all stems back to representation of predestination. Of God seeing you in his mind before the world was ever formed. And, you know, I want to talk to the young people again today, but I talk to everyone today. You know, because look at even the ones Brother Branham spoke of in his ministry in their 80s and 90s and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now think of that. And those some of the people followed the prophet for years. Some of them was in Pentecost for years. Yeah. But had never been filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, as even as the scripture said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? No. We say we believe this message, and we think, you know, there's still a lot of problems in people and in their lives. There's a lot of short places. And you know, we've gathered around the Word and been in the Word for years, some of us, you know. And still there's all these little glitches that keep coming up that's contrary to the Word of God. And it all goes back to whether we are filled with the Holy Spirit. If we've really been born again or not. Or are we just believing, we say. Could we go back again today and say as they said in the New Testament? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Since you heard about the prophet and you heard about all what he's done, have you received this Holy Ghost? Or is it just a message you say you believe? You see? Because what we find, saints, is the prophet came, God sent him, and he gave a message. And in that message, he told exactly what the bride would do. Exactly. I mean, he'd have the complete preeminence of her. She would be surrendered to him. And that word would be made manifest through that tabernacle of flesh. He'd give forth all this word to show that. And yet, do we still let, we'll call it little things in life, choke us? That keeps us manifesting what he wants done? Do we still, same as we was maybe 30 years ago, still have the same old ill feelings come up for people? Because it may be something you misunderstood. Are we still that way? Are we still this way of being easily hurt? Brother Branham said, he showed the Holy Ghost was not easily offended. How can a person with the Holy Ghost be so easily offended? I mean, just go boo and they get offended. It can't be, friend. But are we people just saying, I believe, but have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? You know, that's the real sticker of it. And as I said the other night, you know, it's something I've always tried to bring in before you. And I've preached so many messages on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then as a minister, you sit there and think, as I was this morning outside early, and I said, Lord, has it been shut off? Can no one else get it now? Is it done? Soul's in prison now. That doesn't keep people, you know, remember what he said, the soul's in prison, you know, people still just go on believing they're being saved. Why, they're just going just the same as they always did. But soul's in prison now. And it tears me up inside. Because God of heaven knows. And according to his word, some still don't have it. What am I to do? I can't do nothing. I can only bring you the word that will take and maybe prick your heart. And if it pricks your heart, now I can't give an intellectual, great intellectual thing of it. No, because that'll come to naught anyway. God don't deal with intellectualism. He deals with being you, the Holy Spirit speaking your heart, revealing the word to you. Okay? I looked up this word intellectual, and it says requiring use of the intellect. And intellect is the power of knowing, which is authority or control by knowing. Now think of that. And you watch people that's highly intellectual. And I'm talking about somebody that's not filled with the Holy Ghost. But you watch somebody that's highly intellectual, they will take and try to use that power and authority over people. And they raise up within themselves and think of themselves better than others. Now you watch what's going on in the message today. People receiving this intellectually, they're downgrading and they're looking down and they're better than anybody else. Yeah. They get to the point that phooey with sinners, don't even talk to them. Just stay away from them. They're no good. I'm going to tell you, we're all no good without Jesus Christ. But they're getting this theme and this thing in their heart, phooey with everybody else. We're on our own. We're the bride of Jesus Christ. Because they're receiving it intellectually. You see? But friends, when you bring, or when it comes by revelation, it brings humility. Yeah. It brings you down to where Christ can live through you. But intellectualism will raise you up, though you're better than everybody else. You know more than everybody else. You ever see somebody that knows a lot and they start presenting things, you know, and they just start, you can just see it in their face. The scripture speaks about it. You can see it in their face. I know more than you know. I know a lot, you know. Because it's intellectual. But when it's a revelation, friends, it humbles you down and you're so thankful you can see it, you see. You're so appreciative. All right? Let's go on. So we want to watch that, friends. I don't want to see us become to that point to where a sinner's no good. I'm not even going to talk to them. They're lost anyway. Brother Branham said, get the sinner if you can. Yeah. But don't be partakers of their sin. You see? But try to get them if you can. But if we start thinking like some of these other churches are thinking, friends, how are you ever going to win anybody to Christ? And yeah, it may be over. I don't know. There may not be another one come in. It might be just about done. There might be one over here just about ready to come in Africa, and the Lord will take us home. Because we know when that last one comes in, it's over with, you see. But how are we as individuals feeling about this before God? Have I got this message intellectually? You know, I can tell you this and this, that and the other, and this, that and the other. I can get up here and preach to you, and I can tell you what the Brother Branham said here and what date he said on all this. And that. Does that make me something? No. I am nothing. Absolutely nothing. Without Jesus Christ. It doesn't make any of us anything. It doesn't make us to become haughty and high-minded and proud against these organizations, denominations. If it wasn't for God's grace, we'd be in the same boat, you see. It's God's amazing grace that he's revealed the word to us, you see. See, pride goeth before destruction, the book of Proverbs says, and haughtiness before the fall. You see? Haughtiness. What is that haughtiness? You exalt yourself up. You see? Did not Moab, Brother Branham spoke of Moab, did not he bring himself up because of what he, the situation he was in. But he got brought back down, didn't he? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Friends, it's without Christ, we are nothing. And like I say, it's okay to know the Word, and I hope we do, and we should be praying and studying all kinds of things. But friends, I want you young people to listen. Just knowing it ain't enough. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? That's the thing. We say maybe you believe, you, and the thing of it is, there's always a result seen if you've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. The Holy Ghost won't tolerate all this nonsense going on, no. The Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you in all truth, you see. You don't just get filled with the Holy Ghost and become a dummy, no. No, God will give you His knowledge and wisdom. He will lead you and guide you into all truth and righteousness, you see, when He fills you with His Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, let's go on here. I want to read a scripture. Who's going to read some things in Isaiah about haughtiness and so forth. But I don't think we're necessary to do that. But let's turn to books of Acts, the 10th chapter now. Let's just read here. Acts 10th chapter. And watch again. I say again. Didn't take all this, that, and the other. No, no. Just listen to get this Holy Ghost. And keep in mind, God fills people different ways at different times, different situations. Yeah. Some may have had hands laid on them. They went into Scripture. Yeah, they laid hands on them. They received the Holy Ghost. Some just sit there and listen and receive the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Some prayed and cried out and received the Holy Ghost. You know? So it ain't everybody the same, but yet it's all in simplicity. Okay? 34th verse of the 10th chapter. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Now watch the message Peter's bringing. Okay? "But in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree." Just watch his message. "Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead." Watch his message, okay? "And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Now surely you'd think if it was more complicated, he'd have given a much greater message than that. But the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard what he was saying. Wow. So can the Holy Ghost fall on you while you're receiving the word? Absolutely you can. Yes. You may not be at an altar. You may not be standing there getting hands laid on you, but you can still receive the Holy Ghost while you sit there. Even the prophets said many times. You see? It isn't just sitting there or thinking in your mind, I've got to catch the right time, and the pastor gets up there and he wants to lay hands on people. No, 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 friends. No. No. I would rather not have it that way. Why, Brother Steve? Because for me, I don't want nobody to think I did anything. Yeah. But the minute you get things going on that way, people are so intellectual and carnal anymore in this last age, they always want to go back to the man did this. If they was right in Christ, you wouldn't have to worry about that. But we're living in such a carnal intellectual age that it makes me sick. I can't imagine how it makes God sick. Because the minute anything happens, they always want to look to a man. A man did this, a man done that. He's the only way. Go to this man. No, friends, go to Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, the light. You see? Not me, not any other preacher. Jesus Christ is the way. But people, it's so hard to believe people become so ignorant to these devices that Satan uses. You see? They immediately want to go to a man. They look to a man. They want to look to a man for their salvation. Look to a man to get them through. And look to this, that, and the other. Why don't you get man off your mind and turn to Jesus Christ? You see? Man ain't going to do it, friends. Man can't give you any revelation at all. None whatsoever. He can only repeat what the Word already said. And Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, will reveal to you the Word of God. You see? So these are things involved with this Holy Spirit. You see? And I want to just bring your attention to a few things today. You don't have to sit there and think, I've got to be smart. I've got to learn this, and I've got to be educated, and I've got to be this. No, friends. I don't like using the word, but you can be the dumbest kid on the block, friend. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but friends, you don't have to be educated. No, I'm living proof of that. I am not smart at all, but God still filled me with the Holy Ghost, you see. And it's not by my merits or what I did, but it's what God done for me, you see. It wasn't me. It was what He placed on the inside. Yeah. Oh my, there was something on the inside, even like I said before, just a little fella, and something was a deep call into the deep. I didn't know what it was all about, but I just knew there was something on the inside that was not leaving me alone. From the time I can remember, friends, it would not leave me alone. It was just constantly pulling and drawing, and I'd just cry out. I said, Lord, what? I need you. That's all I knew to say. I need you, Lord, I need you. Yeah. Grace, mercy. And that's what you've got to have on the inside burn, friends. Yeah. You just don't come up with nothing at all in your heart and just, well, somebody else got filled with the Holy Ghost, so I'm going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. No, 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 friends. It don't have no way. There has to be something on the inside, a deep call into the deep. There's got to be something in there that is pulling and drawing you. You see? So now, if there's nothing there, I'm not saying it may not come another year from now. I don't know. Mine come at a very early age. You see? But I don't know when yours will come, how old you'll be. I don't have a clue. But I just know mine come at a very early age. And I don't judge others because it doesn't come earlier. No. God had a work for me to do, and I believe that's one of the reasons why. But still, when I was very little, there was just something about it. It wouldn't leave me alone. I don't care where I was at. I just a little fella, as I said before, I'd maybe see my oldest brothers and sisters out there and doing things that I knew wasn't right. You know, I knew it wasn't. And it's still at that time where I said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. That ain't for you. You know, don't do it. I didn't know why. I said, maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. But I just knew something was pulling on the inside, so real and so genuine. And yet, I would do things wrong. I would get caught in this and caught in that. But my, one day I knew it really happened when the Lord Jesus Christ filled me with His Holy Spirit. And it's so easy to remember. Oh, how could you give birth to a child and forget, you sisters? How can you give birth to a child and not know anything about it? Huh? The people today think they've been filled with the Holy Ghost and they can't even remember nothing about it. There's nothing, there was nothing special about it. They just started claiming that they're filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't understand that. I don't understand it. Maybe you're different. I don't know. But with me, I remember very plainly. Yes. And I thank Him very much for that. You see, I'm saying these things for a reason. He said, while Peter yet spake these words, the holy words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. my. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now remember, Peter started out this thing, Gentiles, huh? That was only for the Jews. So I'm sure Peter was sure glad to see that. Of course, Paul got him straightened up on it. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Oh my. Then answered Peter, and of course goes on to say, but we'll stop there. Now think of that. Hearing the word of God. All of it wasn't explained to him then. No. It wasn't all explained to how this and how that and this, that, and the other. It wasn't all explained. Later on it was. Different things. Yeah, in the scripture. It was explained to him. But they just heard the word and was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now think of that. So we didn't have to go to college. Did all these people go to college and learn? Yes. Huh? Did they have to go to college and learn a bunch of things before God filled them with Holy Ghost? He said nothing about that. They just sit there and listen to the word of God. It was filled with the Holy Ghost. Others was, as the Holy Ghost anointing was there, Peter lay hands on them. And they'd receive the Holy Ghost. Apostle Paul laid hands on them and they'd receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because it's what God wanted. He's sovereign. He does what he wants to do. But I can't have it set in my mind. Everything has to be just exactly like this at this certain time and me move like this for it to happen. No, it doesn't. God does it in various ways. You see? So don't have in your mind, it has to be exactly this, exactly this, exactly this. No, it's got to be God's way, absolutely. But I can't have it in my mind twirling around. I've got to wait for Brother Steve to get up there under the anointing and then a Holy Ghost move and then he'll lay hands on me and I'll get it. No. You better cry out to God you get it before that. You better cry out you get it today if you ain't got it. Because the hour is getting way late if it ain't already too late. I trust it isn't, but again, even as the prophet said, clear back then, it sure looks like it could be, you know? And that was years and years and years ago, friends. And to me, it looks more like it could ever be. Yeah. Yeah. But people want to keep playing. They want to keep doing their own thing, but again, there has to be something on the inside knocking. Yeah. There has to be something drawing. No man can come to him unless the Father draws him first. You see? There has to be a drawing. I trust that everyone will have that drawing. I know what it was like. And I'm so thankful for it. I'm so appreciative for it that that drawing came in my heart. It's something precious to have, friends. So precious. Let me read this here in Christ, Mr. God Revealed. Paragraph 231. Now Peter, when he called and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now watch. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, which means son of Jonah. Blessed art thou. Think of that. How blessed Peter was to receive. For flesh and blood never revealed this to you. Flesh and blood never revealed, friends, when maybe a word was coming forth and started drawing on your heart like never before and brought a godly sorrow on your heart for repentance and to get your heart and your life cleaned up and right for God. No. Flesh and blood didn't do that. Impossible. Impossible, I repeat. Okay. Flesh and blood never revealed this to you. You never learned it from some school. But my Father which is in heaven has revealed it to you. My. Do you realize that as you receive from Christ, the Word of God is revealed to you. The same thing happens to you as it did Peter. Flesh and blood ain't revealing it to you. But my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed it to you. Oh, my. Notice what he said to him. Upon this rock. That's Peter, the predestinated seed of God. Notice he said predestinated seed of God. That had received this light. Wow. This revelation. What does light do? When light is turned on, it shows where you're at. It shows you maybe there's something close by that's going to hurt you. You know, in the middle of the night, sometimes we get up, and I'm sure probably most of us have done it, maybe didn't turn the light on. Maybe there was a stand over here, table leg or something, or corner of the wall, and you couldn't see where you was going, and you stumbled, and you hurt yourself. Yeah. What do you think this light does that Jesus Christ gives? It opens up so that you can see. You can see where you're going. You can see what God has for you. You can understand. There's something that's enlightened to you that you know what God requires. And through His mercy and grace, He has placed that desire in your heart to do whatever He says to do. That's another thing I don't understand. I do, but I say it in a way, I guess to put in a way, it's so hard to believe. That people can say they have been filled with this Holy Ghost, and yet the desire is not there to do everything, he said. How could it be? How could it be that you deny anything he says in his word and say you have the Holy Ghost? As the prophet said, the same Holy Ghost that wrote that Bible is what's in here. How could you walk away from it? How could you not have the desire to do it if you have that Holy Ghost? How can it be? Does people have what they say today? We're living an age and time, friends. It's so easy to say anything. And people are so, this is the most opinionated age I've ever seen in my life. Give their opinions of this and opinions of that. What makes a difference what people's opinions is? What does the Word say? You know? That's why I want to know what the Word is. You see? He says, that's Peter, the predestinated seed of God that had received this light and given the keys to the kingdom. And upon this rock of revelation of who Jesus Christ is, there's what happens when you receive the Holy Ghost, friends. It's revealed to you who Jesus Christ is. That's what the new birth is. To find this Christ and to know Him personally. Yeah. He is the full manifested God. Let's back up. Upon the rock of revelation who Jesus Christ is, He is the full manifested God. Notice what He said there. The full manifested God. Not partial. Not part. Not half, not three-fourths, not even seven-eighths, not even 99.9%. But full. 100% manifested God. Okay. Upon this rock, not a Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Him being the second person, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will never shake it down and never prevail against it. Do you hear what he said? Will never prevail against it. But we see a lot of prevailing over anymore. Well, there's so much prevailing over the Word of God with Satan's tactics. It's scary. Yeah. Constantly prevailing over the Word. But oh, not to the bride. Shall not prevail against it. No way. See, I'll build my church upon this rock. So can there be a people that's built upon that rock? Absolutely. Those that's truly filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They've really received a new birth. It's really real in their life. It isn't just something they talk about. It is something real. And at last, and at last, and at last, and at last, it don't disappear. No. It's there to stay. You are sealed into the day of your redemption. Oh, yeah. He says, Christ in you makes him the center of life, of the revelation. Christ's life in you makes him the center of the revelation. So when Christ has come in you, you don't have to worry. It'll make him the center of the revelation if he's really come in there. He'll be revealed to you these things that he wants you to know. Yeah, he'll open your understanding. He'll give it to you to know. It's like he told his disciples, to you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. To you, little bride, it's been given to you to know these mysteries. And it isn't just intellectually claiming it and trying to get intellectual head knowledge of it. No. Sometimes people go in and they study the Word of God and they try to study it like some textbook, history book. No, friends, it don't work. When you go in to study the Word of God, you're crying out for revelation of it. You're not just trying to put this with this, this, the other, and this quote goes with this quote and this quote. No, you're crying out for a revelation of it. Yeah. You know, seeing people go to college and they are educated so they can know how to put things together. Yeah. I'm so glad I don't have a college education. So glad I barely got through a high school education. You say thankful? Yes. I'm thankful I'm not smart. I'm so thankful that I'm not intellectual. So thankful. I'm so thankful I have to depend on God to show me things. Because I can't get it. I'm not smart. I'm so thankful I have to look up words even how to say them. Yeah. I'm so thankful I got to look up many words even see what they mean. Yeah. Because this old bird don't have it. No. I have to depend on God's grace and mercy. Because I don't know much. But by his grace and mercy, I know Jesus Christ. By his mercy and grace. And I trust every one of us in here and those that couldn't be here today will know Jesus Christ, really. Through a new birth. By really being filled with the Holy Spirit. You see? Christ in you makes you the complete revelation of the whole thing. See what God is trying to do? That's what he's been trying to do. Is that what he's still trying to do today? Still trying? He said, what is the new birth then? And look at the answers you could get today from even people in the message. All the different answers. But he simplifies it and says, what is the new birth? You'd say, well, Brother Branham, what is the new birth then? It is the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Yes. Is that why sometimes we even pray like we do? Sometimes even when we pray like he's way out there somewhere, or I'm trying to convince him I'm spiritual, or, you know, and I'm going to just rattle this off and this, that, and the other. Why can't you just talk to him like he's right there with you and in you? You know, I think oftentimes what Brother Branham, or what they said about Brother Branham when they walked by his room and he was praying, he said, you thought the Lord Jesus Christ was in there right with him. You know what? He was. But that was the revelation he had. He knew Christ was listening to him. He wasn't trying to convince God to do something by rattling off and speaking in tongues and shouting and come, Lord, and commanding God to do this, commanding God to do that. No, 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 no. He talked to him one-on-one relationship, friend. And when you got the real, genuine new birth, he's real to you. Yes, he's real to you. It's just like if you come up here and talk to me to my face and start talking to me. You ain't talking to me like you're trying to convince me to listen to you and all this. No, I'm standing right in front of you. No. And that's how that relationship is with Jesus Christ. Yeah. But people think I got to pray like the old Pentecostals prayed. screaming and a shouting and jumping up and down and like God was way out there somewhere and they're trying to call him in and this, that, and that. Friends, they just needed something deeper. Yeah. But today, friends, if you're born again, there's a personal relationship between you and Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see? All right? You'd say, well, Brother Branham, what is a new birth? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Not you joined a church. No. You shook a hand, or you done something different, or you said a creed, or you promised to live by a code of rules. Just like it comes to a lot of times anymore. But Christ, the Bible, he is the word that was revealed to you. Oh, you know, now if he would have just said, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you, it might have given the old carnal mind some room to think and, oh my, I've got this thing. Now I can imagine him standing there before me, or he's with me, or he's in me. No, friends, listen. But Christ, the Bible, he is the word that was revealed to you as the word, or is the word, being revealed, and not just gaining intellectual knowledge of it. Now, just a little tidbit here. When it's intellectual received, yeah. Now, I want to go further into these things later on. When it's just intellectually received, friends, what's it do? The body ain't under subjection to the word. But when it's received by revelation, the body is under subjection to it. Yeah. I know some of you would probably, I won't mention name because I don't want the recording out, but probably some of you know who I'm talking about. He'd passed away years and years ago. And I'm not talking about Brother Leavell, but there was a brother that came to minister different times where we used to be. But he was so intellectual, friends. That's all you heard the sheep say. I didn't get nothing what he said. He would push himself in this way and pull himself back out that way. And words that I could never even say with my mouth. So educated. And preach this gospel. This message. And you never heard nobody say you got anything out of him. Only he could hold you for 3 hours. Yeah. And his life showed it. Intellectual. Intellectual. Not saying he's a bad person. And I don't know if he made it or not. But the thing is, I'm just telling you. Intellectualism will get you nowhere. It has to be by faith. It has to be revealed to you. I can get up here and I can explain it, friends, till maybe this, and I can't because I'm not a smart intellectual person. But I could maybe get up here and explain things in such a way, but that doesn't mean you'll get it. It still has to be revealed. It has to be revealed, friends. But keep this in mind, and you'll find it what the prophet said many times. God is a God of simplicity, not a God of education. No. Not a God of intellectualism. He is a God of simplicity. Yeah. If it ain't simple, friends, it ain't God. No. God is a God of simplicity. That's how he works. That's what he does. So don't try to get this receiving the Holy Ghost that I've got to do this and this certain thing, this, that, and the other. You just do what God's word said and forget what man said. Just do what the Bible said and what that prophet said, and it'll happen. Yeah. Peter said, repent. But why does a lot of people today repent and don't get nowhere? You ever see like so many people repent to be baptized and they go through baptism and never receive the Holy Ghost? Number one, as the prophet said, they never have a true godly sorrow for what they've done and repent. It's just they heard a message, they heard a preacher, and they're going to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens. But if you come God's way, true godly sorrow, repentance, and do everything God told you to do, and what that prophet explained, And if there's something called on the inside, don't forget that. If there ain't nothing called on the inside, you might as well forget it. Because you ain't going to get nowhere. No. If you just think intellectually, well, he said to do this, I'm going to do it and I'm going to get filled. No, friends. There's got to be something on the inside drawing you. You see? But people want to go through all the other motions and do this, that, and the other, and they just won't follow what that prophet said. You see? They're always trying to change something and turn something around. My. And again, it may just be the hour they ain't no more going to get it. It may be the last one already got filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't know. Maybe the Lord Jesus is going to appear real soon. We don't know that. We don't know what's going on around the earth. Yeah. And we may sit here and not be filled with the Holy Ghost and still just, I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll wait till next week. Oh, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to get my driver's license. I'm going to drive first. I'm going to get married first. I'm going to get this job first. Oh, my. Might be too late then. Might be too late. For one thing, you need that Holy Ghost to get that marriage. Yes. Yeah, you're just asking for trouble. Because you ain't going to see and understand what maybe that man is or that woman is. The prophet said, pray for a revelation of who that wife is or that husband is. Yes. Not just because he's good looking or she's good looking, but pray and ask God to reveal it to you. Yeah, and with not being in the right position, many of us over the years has made the mistake. Yeah. Didn't get the right one. Maybe didn't get one that was supposed to be. And there's so many divorces, and even in this message. Yeah. It's sad. You see? He says, no matter what anybody says, what takes place, it's Christ. Pastor, priest, whatever it might be, it's Christ in you. That is the revelation the church was built upon. You say, well, I'm Lutheran, I'm Baptist, I'm Presbyterian. That don't mean one thing. He said, that don't mean Brother Bram snaps his finger to God. Not a thing, not a snap of your finger, he says. And I feel we could put in there, I'm a message believer too. That don't mean one thing. No, that's me. Because I see it all the time. What is it? It's Christ being revealed. And he is the Word. And when the Word is revealed, it expresses itself. That's God's purpose for Jesus Christ, was to express himself, to take his own laws and live by his laws and fulfill his law by death. And Christ, God died in flesh in order to condemn sin in the flesh, that he might bring to himself a glorious bride, redeemed back, that will believe only in the Word of God and not swap it like Eve did for intellectual conceptions of man. You see it? That's Christ's idea. That's God's idea. The new birth reveals this. See what happens when the new birth comes? It reveals these things. Okay? So it's Christ expressing himself in the individual, whether he's intellectual or whether he don't know his ABCs. Half the apostles didn't know it. See? But they knowed Christ. They never taken heed to Peter and John, knowing that they had been out of some seminary. They said they'd taken heed and noticed that they had been with Christ. When they healed the lame man at the gate, they knowed they'd been in Christ, with Christ. The new birth is Christ, is a revelation. God has revealed to you this great mystery. Oh, so see what happens? See what happens when you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you receive that new birth? It's something revealed to you, that Christ is in you. Now, if he's in you, I can say all kinds of things with this mouth. But always remember, we had the other week, this is all going to show it. Yes. This is going to speak it. This is going to listen to it. The reason will be under subjection, imagination, the memory, yeah, conscience, affection, be brought under submission to that word if we got it. And of course, if the affections and conscience and reasoning and all these things are brought under submission, then this, you'll see it, that is brought under submission. You see? All right? Going on, we'll close for this morning. The new birth, he says, is Christ, is a revelation. God has revealed to you this great mystery. That's a new birth. Now, what are you going to do when you get all the group together where the revelation is perfectly in harmony? And God expressing it through his word by the same actions, the same things that he did, making the word manifest. Listen. Oh, if the church only knew its position. Do we yet know that? Do we yet know our position? Or have we just been believing and have not received the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost, friends, will take care of these glitches we keep coming up with. Of hatred, strife, envy, not having peace, not having joy. It'll take care of all these glitches. Yeah. These little problems that keep arising, that we keep living with day in and day out. May go along 2-3 days without it. 2-3 days later, we got it again. We may go 2-3 days without having our little peelings hurt. And 2-3 days later, we got our peelings hurt again. Yeah. Because what is the problem? You let the word answer it. You see? I couldn't imagine if we had to serve a God that was no better than that and no greater than that, that he couldn't bring a body under subjection like he said he would. But God keeps all his words and he proves all his words. You see? And he will do that through those promised sons and daughters of God. He does. You say, Brother Branham, but that ain't... Oh, yes, it is too. Is that truth? Did you notice Paul never knew Jesus physically? Huh? Paul never knew him. I never knew Brother Branham physically. There's many of us here didn't know Brother Branham physically. Huh? But by God's grace, he revealed the message that prophet brought. And we know it. By revelation. Through grace. Paul never knew Jesus physically. Paul never knew him. The only way that Paul knew him was by revelation. Think of that. Paul was putting his life on the line. And he did put his life out there to a chopping block for Jesus Christ. Yeah. And never seen him. Didn't know him by that. Didn't know him that by that way. Like Peter knowed, John knowed, and the rest of his disciples. And could you imagine living in that time and Apostle Paul coming the way he did and the Holy Ghost came to him and all that and the light that come to him and all those different events happened and then him come up to those disciples? And those disciples say, and knowing Paul persecuted the church, condoned Stephen's stoning and all these different things and how they would feel about Paul. Stay away from us. Stay away from us. But what changed those disciples' minds? They seen the actions after the Holy Ghost came on Paul. His life was changed. Now they become relaxed. You see, they seen something happen. They seen something real take place. Knowing what he was before, knowing the condition he was in, that he persecuted the church, wanted to have them all killed if he could, but yet they seen something change in Paul's life. And then he began to speak by revelation of what Jesus Christ said. Oh, can you imagine how astounded they must have been at that time? Here they walked with him, they talked with him, they slept with him, they ate with him, and all these things. And here Apostle Paul comes along and begins to speak revelation of the very things that they've seen. Wow. What's it going to do for you? you'll live by faith and not by sight. You'll be a whole different person, friends. You'll know where you're standing at, and your life will prove you know where you're standing at. You'll not be carried away with every wind of doctrine, cunning craftiness of men that lie in wait to deceive. Friends, there'll be something about it. You'll know exactly where you're standing. Hallelujah. Won't you sisters come up, please? The instruments. He says, Paul only knew Jesus by revelation, just like Peter did. Peter had seen him in flesh, but he did not know him by flesh. Because Jesus said so, flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. Even my own life didn't reveal it to you. But my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed the thing to you, that he is the Word of God. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. Peter didn't know him by flesh. Man walked and handled him and everything else, but he didn't know him by flesh. Knew him by revelation. That's why when Jesus said, who do you say that I am? And something on the inside, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Wow. Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you. And upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Think of it, saints. Like I said, there's a long ways to go on these things, but I just want you to think about these things a little bit. Have we received the Holy Ghost since we believed? I remember, our mouth can say anything. But one thing about it, your life will prove whether you did or not. And I would worry if everything that happened in my life hurt my little feelings. I'd be in bad shape if I got my feelings hurt all the time. Yeah. Many, many times I run into people that I've preached to, friends. And the minute they see me, they turn their head and walk away from me. If I'm in a store and they come and they see me in there, I've seen them actually quit shopping and leave because I was present in that store. Yeah. If I had my feelings hurt of everything, something like this happened, going down the road the opposite direction, and they turn their old nose up at me. Yeah. I'd be in sad shape if I had to have all this hurt my feelings. But I know I serve a living God. And that upon the rock of revelation, by God's grace, I shall stand. Amen. Friends, what's our excuse? What is our excuse? If everything God wants done in all this word, and we can't live it. The desire isn't even there. And yet we'll call ourselves believers. Where are we, friends? Do we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I'm sure there's probably some in here that does. But is it to me to give it? I can only hope to speak something in God's word that will prick your heart and bring a godly sorrow in your heart and stir something that maybe there was just a little speck of something in your heart before and maybe bring you to realization, I really need Jesus Christ in my life. I'm tired of being a hypocrite. Tired of it. I need Christ in my life. Oh, my. Help us, Lord. Help us. Do you get ill feelings and ought to feel ought against somebody? Because of maybe something they've done? Do you have jealousy in your heart? Because maybe another brother has something you don't have or a sister has something you don't have? Does jealousy rise? this late of hour? Does jealousy rise? Do you let those old feelings dwell upon your mind? Or maybe something somebody done to you in the past? Huh? Oh my. Friends, can you love a black man the same as you love a white man? Can you hug a black man the same as you'd hug me? Huh? If you can't, you need Jesus Christ. Yes. He's got the same blood in him that you've got. When I go donate blood, I don't know where it's going to go, but I know it may help somebody, and it may be a black man. But I trust it'll help somebody. Yeah. Friends, how do we feel about people? When that old hippie walks up to you and tattoos plastered on him and smells like something crawled out of a sewer, get away from me, you stinking thing. Or is there a love for it? Is there a love for that one that just got a way of saying things to agitate you? Crawl under your skins, the old saying is. Can you return good for evil? Can you return words of peace against words of wrath and strife? Can you love your neighbor? Huh? Or do you have something against them? Would you do anything for them that you'd do for one of your brothers and sisters? Huh? One of these days, it's going to be shouted on the housetop. All those things people done and thought they were filled with the Holy Ghost will one day be shouted. I just trust it will not be too late. But Jesus Christ lives. Does he live in your heart? Oh, my. My heart cries out for people. Sometimes it ain't easy knowing what you know. But if God's revealed something to you, and you know something in his word, you know his word ain't wrong. You know it's right. So what he says is truth. Regardless if it's your loved one or who it is, it's still right. Regardless. God help us, because without his mercy and grace, we'll sit here as blind as can be. Hearts hardened with the deceitfulness of sin. But, O Holy Spirit, tenderize me, that I might know thy ways. And I keep thee always before me, that I sin not against you. Let's all stand. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee, oh God. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come, hallelujah, to amen. There is bound. Precious Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your desire and love you place in our hearts. I pray, Lord, that everyone in this building and those that couldn't be here will be filled with all that you are. That, Lord, you can be in the control seat of their hearts. And my heart, Lord, all the time, that everything I do and say and that these people do and say will be just exactly what you would do. And Lord, until then, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and iniquities. Forgive us of our shortcomings, Lord. Oftentimes, the things in this life and cares and all the trash that's going on, Lord, we begin to lose the vision. But Lord, may you, by your Holy Spirit, renew that vision in our hearts. Stir us, O Lord. Make us more like thee. Thank you again for your love and mercy. As we leave this little place, may we keep these things upon our heart, Lord. And may each one of us, and only you can help us do it, Lord, but would you help us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling? For our adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But Lord, through you, all things are possible. So we ask that you would bless us now. Bring us back the next appointed time as our prayer should tarry. Again, Lord, go with Brother Pitts and Sister Pitts. Lord, they've got a long journey to go. And watch over them and keep them safe. May they realize, Lord, what a blessing they are to us. And each one of our brothers and sisters in Christ are such a blessing. Bless Brother Samba and his wife, Lord, in their time of grief and sorrow. Watch over them. Sometimes, Lord, I feel like a little hen wants to take and cover all the little bitties. But I can't do that. But, Lord, you're the great eagle. You've got an all-seeing eye that watches over us. So we pray that you'll bless us. That we always feel your wings around us, Lord. Guide us now. In your holy name we pray. Our Lord Jesus Christ, my sweetheart, my love. Amen. Amen. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Oh, every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. May God bless you. Dismissed.